Check. I'm Heidi Godman. If you are just joining us today, my guest is Dr. Dan Watts, founder of The Renewal Point. He's a longtime MD who is now taking an integrative approach to medicine. He has been for more than a decade. He has a practice in town called The Renewal Point. And we have been talking today, focusing on the complementary therapy with cancer that is used to treat cancer. So conventional therapy, of course, consists of radiation or chemotherapy or surgery sometimes. But now more and more, some people are asking, okay, what about complementary therapies? And Dan does not advocate at all only using these alternative therapies or complementary therapies. But he does say it's worth considering them. He helps his patients. He uses these for a lot of people who come to see him. And more importantly, he tried it himself. And he was diagnosed with lymphoma 12 years ago and used only this complementary therapy. And he is now in remission from lymphoma 12 years later. So he feels very strongly about this. We're getting his take on it. You have to talk to your oncologist if you are dealing with this. This is not something we can say across the board is the answer. But this is something to consider. So Dan was telling us before the break about different problems that can lead to cancer. So too much sugar and inflammation and stress and hormone imbalance and things like that. But there are some other particular nutrients and vitamins and antioxidants. If you're low in them, does that make you more at risk for cancer?
It does. And I think the important thing to get out of this right here, this segment specifically, is that there are many things that people can do. I mean, I got cancer. Some of the patients we're going to talk to had cancer, but what can we do to prevent? What can we do to keep our bodies from getting this devastating condition?
Right.
And by the way, by doing the same thing to keep our bodies from getting cancer, we're helping our bodies keep any degenerative condition down. So foods, eating whole-based foods, so real food.
Whole grains.
Things that have been alive.
Whole grains and fruits and vegetables.
Fruits and vegetables, things that are processed and things usually don't have the nutrient value. Candida. Not getting yeast infections into our body, stress. Nobody's going to be able to not have stress, but then balancing it with the fun things and exercise and stuff like this. Helping our emotions. Our emotions are so much tied into it. And like I said, I was talking about that. We get a lot of patients that have cancers a year, 2 years after a very devastating emotional problem that happened in their family. Staying out into clean environments. So things such as pesticides and herbicides and watching, getting poisons in our diet are very, very important. So these are things that people can do to keep from getting cancers. Excess sugar, one of the biggest problems in the United States, I will have to say, probably here, is we're overweight.
I write about it every day.
Do you write about
it? Yes.
And has other things, right? Heart disease and neurological condition, but cancer is one of the things that we get. Toxins, such as heavy metals. And I see people with lead or mercury or aluminum toxicity every day in my office. Infections. When I was coming up, especially in GYN, we found out that the HPV virus, so these viruses that we thought were benign, they're the number one cause of cervical cancer. And when I came on the scene, cervical cancer was the number one killer of women.
Mm-hmm.
When we wiped out the cause, when we found out that the cause was the HPV virus, we don't even see it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's like unseen and used to be the number one killer of women. So we're so happy to see that. And then we started talking about nutrient deficiencies. So iodine, one of the major deficiencies that we're seeing. Now, why is that? Well, they don't ionize the salt anymore. A lot of people don't eat as much fish, let's say fresh fish, as we probably should. So sea fish seem to carry that. And so a lot of us have low iodine. It does then increase our risk of thyroid conditions and also cancer. Vitamin D. Vitamin D is actually a hormone, cholecalciferol, and it is, deficiencies in this increase cancer risk. And all your antioxidants and all your minerals that cause this as well.
All right. Well, there is someone on the phone with us right now who went to you. And she had a terrible cancer, and you were able to help her a great deal. So we want to talk to this person now whose name is Joanne. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Joanne. Thank you so much for talking to us today. Welcome to Health Check. And tell us how you're doing today.
I'm doing very well. I had my last CAT scan about 3 months ago with no evidence of disease.
Well, congratulations to you. We're very happy to hear that. And tell us what your condition was when you first went to see Dr. Watts.
I was diagnosed in 12 with stage 1 colorectal cancer, and I had chemotherapy, went into remission. And a year ago, I was diagnosed with stage 4 with mets to my lungs and liver.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And so, but wait, now tell us how you're doing today.
I'm fine. I have no evidence of disease.
You are cancer-free today. So, well, this is amazing. Dan, what did you do for Joanne?
Well, Joanne did what we talked about. She started straightening up her lifestyle. She started doing things that she should. You know, this, like I said, I had this condition, and you get very particular. It gets very personal. She started taking care of herself. And in my practice specifically, we did vitamin IVC therapy, the same thing I used for my cancer, for my lymphoma.
All right. So that made a big difference for you. What else did you do, Joanne? Tell us. And what do you feel was the trick that did it? Was, I'm sure, the combination of everything, but was there something more than another thing?
I don't know. I wish I did. That is, like you said, the trick. You really don't know. I did rounds of chemo. I never had radiation. But throughout it all, we were able to integrate the vitamin C therapy with my chemotherapy, and that was where Dr. Watts was very important, because I was able to schedule it where it would be most effective, yet not interfere with the chemo. And I really believe it helped me. Helped me through the chemo with the side effects. As we've talked about a lot, we all know that vitamin C, when you have it intravenously, it converts to hydrogen peroxide in your blood, which will kill cancer cells. So I believe that is what happens, you know. And I think if you believe something's going to work, that it helps it work a little bit more. If you're going to be a, you know, pessimist, it's not going to.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
Yep. I have completely switched my diet. My diet is totally different from it was, from what it was even when I was diagnosed the first time in 2012. I am gluten-free. I'm pretty much a vegan, although I do eat eggs and fish. Mm-hmm. You know, only if it's natural. It has to be wild fish. It has to be natural chicken. And I take supplements. I take vitamin D. I take vitamin E. I go to acupuncture, which is amazing because it helps with a lot. It helps you relax, and I think it helps with your blood flow and your oxygenation, which you need. And I exercise, and I just, I've decided that this isn't going to take me down, and you have to work with your body, and I do not eat sugar at all. At all.
How do you do that, though? Because, you know, sugar hides in so many things. I mean, it's everywhere.
Does.
And even carbohydrates then, of course, turn into sugar in your body.
Yes, and I don't, I'm grain-free, so there's not a lot of carbs. And anything that I am ingesting right now is natural. So if I am getting sugar, which I'm sure I am, because I do eat fresh fruits and vegetables, so they're naturally in that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't eat anything that's processed.
So no added sugars.
No added sugars.
And do you do any whole grains? You said you're gluten-free, but do you do quinoa? Do you do anything else?
I do quinoa. I do black rice. I love black rice. But that's about it. And for me, it was very difficult because I think I was almost addicted to bread and pasta.
Mm.
You know, bread was at every meal. You know, it's been challenging, but if you look at what it can do for you as opposed to, oh, poor me, I don't have bread, you know, it's kind of a no-brainer.
Well, and you are alive. So we want to say thank you so much, Joanne, for sharing your story with us. Really great to talk to you. And we sure appreciate
anything
it.
Anything I can do to get the word out. People need to know.
Well, you're doing that.
Thank you so much, Joanne, and good luck in the future, too.
Yeah, and I'll see you next week.
Okie doke.
Dan, do you hear about that type of a story often where people come to you, they have stage 4 cancer of some kind, and then you put them on a different course, and they have these kinds of results? Does it happen every time?
No, it won't happen every time. Joanne did everything that she was supposed to do, and she's getting the results of it, as she said. you know, and you can hear in her voice energy and stuff, things like that. So it's so pleasing when you do get it. And yes, we do see this quite a bit. It's not unusual. So using all these, everything we got. So we're taking the best of the traditional world and the best of the integrative, the best of the alternative world. We're putting them together in integrative medicine. And we do see, I have a great business where I get to go in and, you know, I'm excited every day. I get to go in and see patients that help, that we're able to help them at such a different level.
Very exciting. Fascinating, too, that this approach works and that so many institutions are starting to adopt it. So
right.
We want to continue talking about this integrative approach to complement traditional cancer care, but we need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk to another of Dr. Watts' patients. So stick around. You're listening to Health Check with Heidi Godman on WSRQ.